Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, Raw Feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company. Well, your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble, right? No, we don't. That includes Science Diet. I hear people that Hill's Science Diet, all the commercial blends. Try getting on a real raw diet and see your dog's coat shine. See his personality bloom. See his mental stability improve. I mean, there's nothing like a pure raw diet that has nothing but the actual animal in it, meat, bones, organ, and fat. You can get that right here at rawdogfoodandco.com. We've talked recently about why you don't want to have your dog on prescription foods, right? Or processed foods or processed treats because it affects their gut health. And we've also talked many times about antibiotics and how it destroys your dog's gut. Now, it is true that antibiotics are needed from time to time, but it's very, very, very dangerous on many levels for you to allow your dog to be given antibiotics if there is not a real case for antibiotics, if there's not really a bacterial infection. I was studying an article by our friends over at Adored Beast, and they wrote an article because there was a headline that said, letting your dog lick your face could kill you. Imagine that, fear-mongering. But all right, so I'm going to tell you what this study was all about, but I'm not going to not let my dog lick my face. I mean, I don't like French my dog or anything like that. I don't want its tongue in my mouth. But in this article, it was talking about not raw dog food, amazingly, but they were talking about dog poop. And they were talking about bacteria in dog poop. Okay. Because people always call me and they're worried about the raw dog food diet. And I'm like, look, if your dog licks its butt and eats poop, I probably wouldn't worry about the bacteria in the raw dog food diet because there's more bacteria in dog poop. And it is true. I mean, there's bacteria in our poop. They're trying to make a big deal about it on this COVID thing. They're going to analyze poop so they can tell where the next breakout's going to be. Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast that people would get mad if I talked about on this podcast. So anyway, we're going to talk about just bacteria in dog poop and the study that came out. Now, it was done by some researchers at UK Royal Veterinary College and the University of Lisbon by testing the feces of humans and animals in both the UK and Portugal. Now, this is a recent article in April, okay? So this isn't old news, but what the study included was a total of 114 humans, 85 dogs, and 18 cats. All participants were healthy. They had not been treated for any illnesses, including a bacterial infection for a minimum of 3 months previous to this study. Okay. So they're considered quote unquote healthy. Now what they did was they collected and then genetically tested all of the participants, humans, dogs, and cats, for resistant bacteria, which we call superbugs. And superbugs are the bacteria that are antibiotic resistant, which is why we don't want to overdo antibiotics, because if we have something that needs to be treated and it's resistant to antibiotics, that could be pretty dangerous. Here's what was found, though. There were antibiotic resistant E. coli found in the feces of 14 of the 85 dogs, 1 of the 18 cats, and 15 of the 114 humans. The researchers did say most dogs and people absolutely have E. coli in the poopadoo. Yeah, that's why we wash our hands, right? After you go to the bathroom, because you might have a little E. coli on your finger. That's why you don't want to brush your teeth in the bathroom. I think you should brush your teeth in the kitchen, maybe. But anyway, their study looked specifically at antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And again, they say in this article, look, when you have superbugs, they're going to be resistant to penicillin and all types of antibiotics that are needed. The entire study and its findings, they say, lead us down the rabbit hole. And of course, she says, it got us thinking about the fact that the problem is made worse by unnecessary prescriptions of antibiotics. So in this article, they're saying, oh my gosh, you know, there's some antibiotic-resistant bacteria in poops. And you got to say, well, yeah, well, what's causing that? What is causing the super bugs? Okay, you can't just blame the poop. What caused these super bugs to arise? And of course, antibiotic use is a huge part of the issue of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It is. And that's why we say, don't just give your dogs antibiotics or let your dogs be given antibiotics for just in case cases. In this article, she says, look, antibiotics absolutely, undeniably have their place in medicine. They save lives, but unfortunately, their use can contribute to the development of these resistant germs. Okay, so you've got to practice good hygiene. That is a fact. Wash your hands, pick up poop in the backyard. But you want to keep your dogs healthy so that you can reduce the use of unnecessary antibiotics in yourself and in your pets. Because antibiotics, yeah, they do kill the antifungals, which cause infections, but they also kill the helpful germs, those germs that protect the body from infection. Germs are not all bad. Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. These resistant bacterial menaces, these antibiotic resistant germs, they survive and they multiply. And the antibiotic resistance is majorly accelerated when the presence of antibiotics pressure bacteria and fungi to adapt. So when they adapt, they change, they become stronger. And when your animal takes antibiotics, the bacteria in the gut, they learn how to survive. They learn how to change. And that is when the surviving germs have these resistant traits in their DNA that spread to other germs. So in this article, they say, if you have to use antibiotics for your pets, what's the best advice? What's the best advice that they are giving to their readers and that I'm giving you now? If your vet suggests antibiotics for your pets, then you really, 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 as a pet parent, need to evaluate the use of those antibiotics. If they aren't entirely necessary, then don't use them. And if you are using them, you need to make sure that they're the appropriate ones. So here's how you do that. You ask, or maybe you have to tell. I don't know. Ask or tell. Depends on how your vet is. But you need to ask them to do a culture and a sensitivity test at the very least. It's vitally important that not only are you going to be able to clear up the infection, but you want to also make sure that you're lowering the risk of antibiotic resistance in your pets. You want to make sure that you follow any antibiotics with proper support. And that goes for dogs, people, horses, cows. If they're treated with antibiotics, there needs to be a post-treatment regimen to rebalance the gut flora. All right. So you, and I think Julian Lee has done many videos, and maybe we even talk about, do you really, if you have to use antibiotics, do you really stay on the entire designated time you're supposed to give them? Dr. Jasek has also talked about that. So let's not, I think we've been pigeonholed into believing some things that maybe we need to reconsider. Here's the great thing. If you're going to rebalance the gut flora, you know what you're going to do? You're going to make sure the healthy bacteria stays there, and that we don't destroy the healthy bacteria that protects us and protects your pets from these pathogens like E. coli. You don't want to leave your dog's bodies open to health-threatening opportunistic bacteria. And I do believe that that's one area that we forget about. A lot of pet parents forget about when you give antibiotics. You just say, oh, they're great. They're super healthy because I've killed off the bad bacteria. Yeah, you just killed off the good too. So who's there to fight for your dog's health? So what is their recommendation? The recommendation is, if you've done a round of antibiotics or your pet, we're talking about your pet right here, you want to give Phytosflora. All right, that's the canine-specific probiotic that we have in the supplement section of the Raw Dog Food and Co. shop. In that probiotic, there are natural strains of bacteria chosen for canine-specific probiotics, which come from the feces of healthy dogs. Mm-hmm. There's feces of healthy dogs in that particular Phytosflora. But in vitro and in live studies, it shows that these strains of poop suppress the ability of E. coli, Salmonella, and Clostridium to survive. So Phytosflora contains the correct bacteria to naturally fight the pathogens if a host has a healthy gut microbiome. So don't give your dogs antibiotics unnecessarily. Don't take yourself antibiotics that are unnecessary, because we are creating superbugs. We are creating a time when we will really need an antibiotic, not a just in case, not a, well, let's see what happens. Oh, I can't figure it out, so let's give an antibiotic. That's not a good solution. That is leading to a problem in the future. You know, you get this headline, well, if my dog licks me, it could kill me. There's so many things out there that are going to kill you first. I mean, okay, E. coli might kill you, but why are we doing things that's causing our dogs to be unhealthy? Why do we have heavy metals everywhere that are causing the gut to be in bad shape? In this, it says, continue to cuddle and snuggle with your dog. She says, yeah, it's smart to practice healthy hygiene and habits. Wash your hands, pick up poop, but don't let it stop you from giving your pet love and affection or receiving it from them in return. Everybody's out for a big headline to scare people. We see that all the time, but snuggling and loving our pups and getting that unconditional love back is the greatest thing ever, right? That brings us such joy in our lives. All right, everybody, I hope that's given you some ideas, some information about healthy pets, and something to reconsider when you are offered antibiotics. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet today. You can go right here to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Gosh darn it, we just don't let friends feed kibble, do we? All right, see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.